people are clicking and cancelling without a second thought of what's happening for you and your business. Is it really truly giving people freedom and profit? So I did the research. How do we buy back our time as a salon CEO so we work on the right things so we can get the growth that we need? Because million-dollar businesses aren't built by chance, they're built by... If you're ready to make a change in business and you feel like you've been hustling hard and you can only see more hustle ahead of you to not only to get ahead but to maintain what you've already built, well, this episode is about making the smarter shift in business so you can become the business of choice. So people in your local area choose your business. They want to be your client, become the business of choice, build a demand generator, and be the employer of choice, then this is the episode for you. Because million-dollar businesses aren't built by chance. They're built by frameworks, focus, and a whole lot of really clear strategic leadership. So this year, our theme at Salon Owners Collective has all been about fast track. How do we fast track growth? Because we can't wait another year to be successful. Like, we've got to do it now. And on the back of our 2-day intensive, our June intensive is called the Fast Track to Growth. And we covered a couple of major groundbreaking shift business workshops, shall we say. Some strategies that we went through, the demand generator, how do we become the business of choice in your local area and actually be in demand, do you know, like get back to that fully booked time, because I know at the moment, like we call it the click and cancel culture. People are clicking and canceling without a second thought of what's happening for you and your business. People are canceling now, you know, like you send out the SMS to confirm appointments, and really they're just seeing that as, oh, that's my reminder to cancel my appointment, and we're hot 1 week and we're cold the next week, and that's exhausting. But we really want to turn business around so you are the business of choice, and so the demand generator helps with that. And then on day two, we went through the lean and luxe salon, like how do we become lean, still have a luxury business, but be lean and mean, be profitable, pay our people really well. And we also talked about the sales desk, like how do we generate more income by not having a receptionist, but by having a sales generating, income generating team member. And it occurred to me, you know, during that intensive, like when we just lay down more strategies to do, like if you're overwhelmed, exhausted, trying to do all the things on the mouse wheel, feel like you're hustling, replying to DMs at 11 o'clock at night, then, do you know, having more strategies thrown at you can feel quite exhausting. And so we took a moment to do an exercise we call Buy Back Your Time. And I thought this is a really important exercise to do. It doesn't matter what stage of business that you're in, but, you know, the only commodity that you have is the time that you have available in any given day. Like, you've got the same amount of hours that Richard Branson has, that Beyonce has. And if they can do that stuff, like, when the same 24 hours that I've got, like there's some things to be learned and some strategies to be done. And so I really want to talk about, like, how do we buy back our time as a salon CEO so we work on the right things so we can get the growth that we need? Because we want to do the strategies that get the results. Like, we want to do that. But if we don't have time to do it, then it actually becomes more stressful. So a few years back, we've been running now 9 years, and Salon Mastery has been going for 7 years. And a few years back, I wanted to test my theories, if you will, because in my business, when I had my salon, I only worked in the business 15 hours of the week. I had a fantastic management team. Like, it was such a great, awesome team. We used to call ourselves the dream team. There was four of us, and they ran the business. And I got to a point in the business where I say I reckon I had freedom and profit. I had the freedom to look after my young children. I had the freedom to go and start another business. Should I have done that? Maybe, maybe not. It's a different podcast. But I was highly profitable. Well, that was a good place to be. And that is the goal for many owners. Like, I love my business. I want to work in my business, but I don't want to be chained to my business like it's a ball and chain. You know, it's like, I remember my manager and I saying to each other, like, oh, we've created a monster and now it needs to be fed. Like, this is a machine. We've got to be able to do it differently. And it doesn't matter what stage of business that you're in, like, you're going to hit some times of business where you feel like I'm fucking chained to the machine. So anyway, 5 years into Salon Mastery, I thought, like, I've got a sanity check now. All of these strategies that I've been teaching, like, is it really truly giving people freedom and profit? So I did the research. We have the luxury of having access to people's, you know, data, calendars, you know, all of the things. So I learned a lot when I did some research about how much time does an owner work on in the business, serving clients in particular, versus how much their business does in revenue on an annual basis. So I wanted to share that stat with you because it might be surprising. You might find it surprising. So let me tell you what I learned. I learned that for those business owners that were working on the floor back to back 40 to 50 hours of the week, the average of that group, their annual turnover was $308,000. So, okay, well, you know, a good, solid, small business. When I looked at the group of owners that were doing somewhere between 20 and 40 hours of the week, the average of their salons was $415,000 a year. $415,000, yes. When I looked at the group of owners that were doing between 10 and 20 hours a week on the floor serving clients and then spending somewhere between 20 and 30 hours working on the business rather than in the business, which gave them freedom and flexibility to go and pick up the kids and go to the soccer game and all of the things, but they were working on the business. The average revenue for those businesses was $518,000. And for those businesses where the owner did not work on the floor at all, serving no clients at all, the average of those businesses was $765,000 a year. So that is really interesting. Now, I've got a theory that if we took out all of the business owners who weren't on the floor but spent, let's just say for the argument of today, 50% of that time, 40, you know, a full-time working person's 40 hours, right? Maybe it's 38 these days. Maybe it's 32. That's that is debatable. But in any case, they chose to spend the extra time raising their children rather than working in the business, a complete legitimate thing to do. But those, the group that weren't serving clients, there was a good group of them who were not investing time in growing their business. They were raising children and having their business. So I actually believe that they brought the average revenue as an average down. So if you took all of those people out, then that number would actually be closer to 1.5 mil, okay, for those not working on the floor at all. And so I want you to take a moment and go, well, what does that tell you? What did you hear when I told you that? Like, what's the message? So my question to you is, if you're still serving clients, who's running your business? Hey, it's me again. I just wanted to interrupt and jump in here quickly to say thanks for listening to the podcast. I really appreciate you being here. Just one question though, if you are listening to this episode and thinking, oh my God, this is me, but I'm just not sure what to do. Well, don't worry. I've got some strategies for you. The Salon Mastery Program will help you develop and implement 100K team, 100K mindset, strategies and steps designed to help you lead your team to enjoy 100K careers and install the 100K mindset and motivation so you can help build that inside of your team. The systems, the processes to master the 100K day so you can build the $1 million salon. So I want to invite you to join me for a complimentary $1 million strategy call. We'll discuss your business, your role in the business. Let's see if I'm the right person to help you grow your business and your team. Together, we can reach the $1 million mark. All you need to do is click the apply now button in the show notes of this very episode. You're welcome to book a time, a strategy call. We'll have a chat. All right, that's enough for me. Let's get back to the episode. Who's running your business? So you know, I think in 2025, like the environment has changed, consumer behavior has changed, a lot has changed about the landscape of business, and we need to make some changes ourselves. And I think the days of expecting to grow a business and trying to do it all, like we've got to buy back some time. And one of the ways to do that is through a lens of like, how do we value the time that we have inside of our business? And I believe that you should probably charge about $850 an hour, probably $850 an hour, if you're going to spend time serving clients. Why would you say that, Larissa? That's a very bold thing to say. I can't charge my client $850 an hour. And that may be true, but I want you to think about it like this. Why would I make such a bold statement? So bear with me. If you spent 1 hour serving one client, and let's say your average client spend was $170, in that 1 hour you would earn $170. And hopefully you're getting paid. Like, how much of that $170 are you paying yourself? Whether or not you did the client or somebody else did it, like, what's your profit margin on that? So 1 hour equals $170. But if you chose to do things differently, and you chose to spend that 1 hour building, let's say, a signature service package, and then promoting that signature service and promoting it in all of the places, and you knew how to get a lot of reach and get it in front of the right people and attracting clients. So let's say you spent an hour doing that. How many bums could you get on seats for doing and promoting and doing a proper job and getting it out there? Well, let's just say for argument's sake that you could get five, if you did a promotion, a package, and you put it out there into the world, you could get five bookings. And an average client spend of $170, that's $850 that you just brought in on the basis of that 1 hour that you spent. The challenge or the thing that trips up most owners is, well, I can get $170 now, today, open my column, get a client, $170 in the bank. But when I do a promotion, I have to wait. Like, I'm not going to get that money until later. And potentially that later is anywhere between, you know, 1 to 6 weeks, depending on how quickly you can engage in that promotion. You can get bums on seats, book them with other team members. And that slight delayed gratification ensures that we lose track of the true value of our time. Does that make sense? Now, let me give you another example. If I spend an hour doing a one-on-one with a team member, if I teach them the skills on how to be commercially savvy, upgrade their clients, rebook their clients, like, could you argue that an hour spent with one team member, if I taught them a skill, they could go back out on the floor and they could immediately improve their performance and improve their behavior and thus improve the experience that the client has and the net result, the net financial result of that client. And what does your average team member, how many clients do they see? 20 a week, maybe 30 a week. And if you helped them in, you know, let's just say you could upgrade every third client into an extra $100. That could make a massive difference, not only once, not only today, not only this week, but also for forever. If they learn that skill and are consistent on that skill, that's a really good use of my time. Could I turn that $3,000 stylist into a $4,000 stylist if I met her and gave her some really tangible skills? Absolutely. So now my 1 hour is worth $1,000. That's a good use of my time. But what if I wanted to leverage that again and I wanted to take that one skill that I was teaching them, how to upgrade, and I got all six of my team members together and we did a workshop. And I ran a workshop teaching them the one skill on how to do the thing, and they all learned how to be $4,000 stylists instead of $3,000 stylists. So now I've got six team members. Now that 1 hour that I spent running a workshop, like a proper, effective workshop that was highly engaging and teaching them the skill, like that 1 hour could be worth $6,000 to me. And so I have to ask you again, like, if you're serving clients, who's running your business? And so if running your business is definitely about doing $850 jobs, not $170 jobs. Like, you don't build $1 million business or $1 million salon by doing $170 jobs. You just don't. And so I want you to think carefully about the time that you invest. Like, your calendar, your book is your bank. And if you did a calendar audit of where you spend your time and you had to think about some of the things that you do on repeat every week that are not income generating, what would that be? Stock, ordering stock. Like, does that generate income? You could argue that further down the track, now they're a stock for somebody to sell. Okay, fair enough. But actually, it's a repeatable, teachable, replicatable task that somebody else could do. You're better to spend your time in a workshop teaching people how to sell the retail that somebody else just ordered. So it's time to audit your calendar. Your book is your bank, and to invest time into the things that scale. Scale means like you get a multiple of return on your time, like an unequal return on your time that, you know, 1 hour equals $6,000. Like, that is a good use of my time. Like, you don't scale a business by doing more. You scale a business by doing more of what matters. So if you need help scaling your business, getting out of the weeds, stop doing $30 jobs when you can pay somebody else to do the stock control, and you want help maybe auditing, maybe redesigning your own job description, maybe restructuring your organizational chart on the right people doing the right jobs, and you want help growing and scaling to $1 million, then I invite you. Let's jump on a call, have a conversation. You can tell me a little bit about your business, and let's see if I'm the right person to help grow and scale $1 million business, but most importantly, without burning out and doing 40, 50 hour weeks. So I hope today has been useful, and I look forward to seeing you same time, same place on the podcast. Ciao for now.